Hello everybody, here we are looking back through the files of the Bunyip for Wednesday 18th of February 2026. My name is Kay and I'm one of your readers along with Jeanette. Hello Jeanette.
Hi Kay.
And we're back as usual in the lower ground floor of the Gawler Civic Centre, sharing the space within the Gawler Cultural Heritage Centre. And we have volunteers Jill and Les in the background. They're just waving, quietly working on archiving materials and records that are here in the centre.
Because we have an enormous wealth of history and local history, records, family.
Yes.
So it's an incredible resource.
It's
just open to everybody.
Everybody. And it's at no cost, which is the other amazing and wonderful thing about it. It's a really great public facility. And we're very lucky that they allow us to do our recording in here. So I will kick off with 150 years ago, the school sites. The Town Council met the Minister of Education, Honourable E. Ward, and the President of the Council of Education, Mr. Hartley, today, Friday. They visited several sites suitable for school purposes and finally requested the Town Council to obtain from the owners the amounts required for the purchase of 2 half-acres in Jacob Street at the back of the Wesleyan Chapel. And I'll hand over to Jeanette, who's got some notes that she wants to share with us about that.
So, of course, just the Education Act came in 1875, so that would be roughly 6 to 8 months before the story, so saying, stipulating free education, or wasn't actually free, but compulsory education. There was still a small cost until, I think, a later Education Act made it free. But basically, if parents couldn't afford it, they would get help.
Yep.
So, and, of course, that then meant enormous investment into state schooling to provide that. And that was the big change from the 75 Education Act. And so, amazingly, they chose the site. By April, they had a contract awarded for an estimated £4,000, £4,695. So that was April 77, so when the contract was awarded. And, 76. So the contract was awarded in 76. The school opened in 78. And it came in at a final cost of £4,931.18.
Wow.
But, so it didn't take long, really, from selecting the site in 76 to opening in 78 to build that impressive building.
Yes.
And their first year of enrolment, they built it for 600 students, which is large for a that to me sounds very large.
Yes. Yeah.
And within a year or so, they had 700 enrolled.
Oh, my goodness.
And so, yes.
People valued education.
Oh, they did?
I don't think we value education quite as much now.
We've got used to it. We take it for granted.
We
like so many things when they're new. And go to somewhere like Nepal and they really, really value education because it's so important to them. And you think, wow. And I think that was actually good for Owen when he went there to see the importance of education.
Yeah.
And make him appreciate how lucky
he is. And it is good because We have people now that just sort of poo-poo it and deride it, and they think, well, why are you doing that? Do you not, are you failing at school? That's, that's disappointing, but don't deride education.
No.
As such, but anyway, that's what people do, don't they?
We've had it too long and not cease to appreciate it.
Yeah,
and I think that
absolutely
happens with vaccines.
With everything.
With everything,
Yeah.
Unfortunately, people forget what it was like not to have that.
Yes. Like washing machines.
Yes.
That's one thing I absolutely value is my washing machines.
Yes. 100 years ago, more bushfires. February, quite early, earned the reputation throughout Australia of being Black February. In the matter of bushfires, an alarmed comments appeared in foreign papers on receipt of the news that huge forest fires were burning throughout Australia. Evidently, people imagined that pretty well the whole of Australia was on fire, rather than isolated portions which do not bulk large on the map. Our own state added to the cumulative story of destruction last weekend, with rather sensational fires at Mount Pleasant and Currency Creek. I know what that is like because I was overseas in February 1983 when they had the devastating bushfires. Yep. And we were, Leanne and I were backpacking around Greece at the time and knew nothing about it. And we got on a ferry and said, Australia. And so, oh, where, you know, all the fires are. And we panicked because people overseas thought the whole country was in fire.
Yeah. Oh, they do.
Yeah.
They don't realise how big Australia is.
No.
Right. 50 years ago, no to takeover. The District Council of Manopara has survived the takeover bid by the Corporation of the City of Elizabeth. In a poll last Saturday, ratepayers who registered to vote overwhelmingly rejected the proposal for amalgamation with Elizabeth. And instead they came... No, they stayed basically as Playford, didn't they?
Yes. And, of course, it's a growing area out there, so... 25 years ago, fire again. Fire threatens Gawler homes. A fire which engulfed Goose Island and threatened several houses in Gawler South on Saturday afternoon is believed to have been deliberately lit. The fire began on the banks of the South Power River around 3 p.m. and then spread into Gawler Council-owned land and then into a vacant block on 8th Street. And, of course, 25 years ago, that area of Goose Island, I'm not actually sure... I think, yeah, that area I think was the area where the plant nursery, because I do remember there being a fire down around there, because
yeah.
They had, it was beautiful, I used to walk through all the time and there was shrubs, like the whole area was like plantation or something, and then it got destroyed, so, and cleared, and now it's just a cleared paddock, which is
well, it hasn't been, occupied for a long time. It used to belong to Eric Nowak with the flower.
Yes.
Wagon and they used to grow a lot of flowers down there.
And I think they still had, I think there were flowering shrubs that were there. I think they had planted it. That area was planted by them.
Yeah.
When I used to first walk through it.
Yes, it was lovely. 10 years ago, another fire story. Family escapes fire. A family made a lucky escape when a smoke alarm alerted them to a fire in their house at Kalbiba yesterday morning. Just before 1:30 a.m, police received reports of a fire at a house on Lawson Road after the occupants were awoken by a smoke alarm. A man, a woman and three children escaped the fire, which is believed to have been caused by a ceiling fan. Three appliances from Gawler and Elizabeth MFS and Concordia CFS attended the fire, which started in the kitchen and were able to contain the blaze within 20 minutes. And there's a photograph of a house, a rainwater tank and two police cars, which obviously were taken at the time.
Yes.
So that's it for this week, Janet.
That is indeed.
And until next week, we'll see what the weather brings over the weekend. We have promised anything up to 25 millimetres of rain.
Fingers crossed.
Everyone's saying about the rain they had last weekend. I can assure you that at Two Wells, we had nothing over nothing.
Same in Gawler. We didn't get a drop.
Not a
this
drop.
Is Adelaide.
This is summer.
Yes.
Okay.
Until next week.
Till then. Bye.
Bye. For all life.